Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 190 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Kathy Lather's book, The Afterlife Mentor, a psychic medium's practical, emotional, and spiritual guide to death. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, which is titled, Death is Not the End. And this is what Kathy has written. We are temporarily human and forever a soul. As humans, we need to realize that we are both a human and a soul. However, what does this mean? It means that as a soul, you can connect to another soul or spirit. When we come to Earth as a soul, we are a clean, pure being of light. We have not formed any attachment to other fellow humans on this planet currently. The exception is our mother, as she carries us. And if you are a twin, you form a special bond with your sibling in the womb over 9 months. We come to Earth without the knowledge of other dimensions, but understand about heaven or home, and that there is a higher power or source energy or God. We are souls full of love, trust, peace and joy, excited about our new adventure. And even though we are born on Earth, we are still connected to heaven and our loved ones and our angels there. They are still providing love to us as we begin our new lives as humans. And from the moment we are born, we have the ability to chat to spirit, to hear, see, and feel spirit. Now, don't let this freak you out. I know many of you just felt a shiver go up your spine. I have just shown that babies are still very much connected to their angels and departed loved ones in heaven. The grandparents or parents who passed on before the birth of the child, have met them too as a soul in heaven. They have played with them and loved them in heaven, just as the parents shall do. They even met their soul while they were planning their conception, birth, and life with their own guardian angel as a part of a soul family. This family includes souls that have been together during several lifetimes. To me, a definition of our soul is our inner voice. It gives us direction and is our moral compass that keeps us safe. It helps us find love for ourselves and connect with ease with our soul family. When you meet people who just get you, that would be a person who is part of your soul family. You may choose to have many lives with certain soul family members, these people who get you. Remember, like attracts like, so your vibe will also attract your tribe. When you are with your soul family, they will always help you better yourself through lessons and love. Your soul family can be large, but you may not always meet the same soul family members as family members or friends, but you will in some way meet them throughout your life for a reason. In this life, a member of your soul family may be your mother. However, in the next life, they may be your son. It all has to do with what lessons you wish to learn and who you wish to have within your life for those lessons. I know that babies are visited by departed loved ones. Babies can connect with spirits for the first 12 months with ease. There will even be babies gently placed into homes who are sung to while in the crib, or played with by the spirit of a loved one they have already met when they were on the other side, so the baby feels safe and happy in their new lives. We will always have a connection with each of our family members, both here and in heaven. And I think that this is so beautiful. Many pregnant women who come to me, or who just had a baby, and their mother has passed on before the child was conceived or born, find that their mother is still present with both the new mother and new baby. She never leaves their side. She has no doubt been stroking the new mother's hair and rubbing her belly during the pregnancy. It is interesting to note that many of those I have read for when pregnant get a heightened sense of smell. Sadly, if their mother has crossed over, they will pick up her scent or her favourite perfume throughout the pregnancy, in labour, and during the child's first year. I find it sad when they tell me people laugh at them or tell them they are crazy to admit such things. Telling people that they are imagining any type of connection with spirit is wrong. We came here fully charged and connected and have sometimes lost our way on earth. We just need to be reminded that we can connect with spirit and do it with ease. Please never listen to this type of negative talk. If you can sense a spirit, then yes, they are there with you. You need to trust in the signs, however they are sent to you. I find that the special bond between a parent and child is truly sacred, and don't believe for one second that a few dimensions would ever stop a parent from connecting with their child. Children up until the age of about 5 years old are connected to the other side. After that, many lose their ability through conditioning to not be different. Understandably, it is done out of love, so we will be accepted among other friends and family. I just want you to know that we are all capable of connecting with loved ones we have lost. We came into the world with our antenna built into us. We just have to allow and request for it to be tuned in so we can connect with spirit. We need to believe, we need to trust. Sadly, death is tragic for the ones left behind. Not being able to pick up the phone or hug someone is what we miss the most. When we think about a person who has passed, it is usually about all the good memories, all the laughs and maybe our regrets. This is completely normal. This is a human response. So please just allow all the emotions to come through. I know that your loved one is aware and will never hold any judgment towards you. Most of the time when the spirit comes through, they are just as they were when they left. I find them loving, cheeky, and very understanding. The reading will normally be around what the sitter needs to hear, even if they were horrid to the departed spirit. I find that most of these departed spirits make concessions for us and just let us know that they are okay and to let go of the guilt, the sadness, and move on. In some readings, departed spirits come through for sitters living with regrets about their loved one's passing. The regret of not saying what they knew deep down would be the right thing to do. The regret of not getting to the departed one in time to say goodbye. The regret of not treating the departed one better while they were here. The regret of not telling them they love them. One theme that seems to come through on a regular basis is that your departed loved one wants to be remembered. In so many readings, a departed loved one will bring to my mind an image of a photo of themselves and where it is placed. I can then describe this to the sitter, and they will confirm if this is a photo that they have on display and if it is in the area that I describe. Spirit also likes to show me if their anniversary or any birthdays coming up. I am often shown where they are honoured with a plaque, bench, flower or tree. Many spirits seem to stay to watch over their funeral. They also regularly check in with their loved ones still on earth, and they always express that they don't want their loved ones to be upset or feel guilty in any way for the passing of the departed. I find this so beautiful, and the spirit always comes through with such a huge feeling of love, which I can feel wholeheartedly. These departed loved ones want to express how they are working on themselves and looking at their lives and allowing themselves to let go of all the human emotions that tie us down and prevent us from soaring through life. Today I was reading from Kathy Lather's book, The Afterlife Mentor, a psychic medium's practical, emotional and spiritual guide to death. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon. And you can get it on audiobook, Kindle, and paperback. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage at pastlifeshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review. I'm sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.